Welcome back to Channel 7. This is A Word With You. I'm Jürgen, and as you know, we're going to be speaking about spiritual growth. And today we're going to start talking about the different elements of spiritual growth. And in today's element, a very important element is God's Word. It's no doubt that the most powerful way to grow spiritually is through God's Word. 1 Peter 2 verse 1 to 3 says the following: "Laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envying and all evil speaking, desire the sincere milk of God's word as newborn babies, so that you may grow by it, if truly you've tasted that the Lord is gracious." So just as babies need milk for nourishment, and as a seed needs water to become a big tree, so we as spiritual children of God require good nourishment for growth. In Matthew 4, we see Jesus saying, "A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Now, listeners, in the olden days, bread was a kind of staple diet for the Jewish people. They ate a lot of bread. It was a lot more healthy than our bread these days. They used whole kernels of grain, and they milled this grain and added a little bit of oil, and they made the most delicious, delicious bread that you can think about. For those of you who've been to Israel, you've tasted this kind of bread, and it's different from our bread. But Jesus says that his word is like bread, and we need to eat it in order to grow. So, sometimes as mature believers, mature in inverted commas, we sometimes neglect God's word, and we get so used to God's word. But we can't forget that we need to keep growing. It's not a thing that's going to stop. It's a thing that's going to continue. And God will use his word in our lives to shape us, to mold us, to correct us. And I'm telling you that there's no area of the human personality which God's word does not penetrate. Let me repeat that for you. There is no area of the human personality which God's word does not penetrate. And if you allow his word will change you. Listen to what Hebrews 4 verse 12 says. It's a beautiful scripture. It says the following: "The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword." Now listen to this: "Piercing even to dividing apart the soul, the spirit, the joints, and the marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." God's word can bring physical healing, mental enlightening, victory over sin, victory over Satan, cleansing, sanctification, and revelation that you've never received before. So, listeners, can I encourage you to get back into God's word? Get back to a place where you develop a passion for his word. Get back to a place where you take time to study his word. I know there's so much that we can say, and we only have 5 minutes together. But I want to encourage you today. If you want to grow as a child of God, read God's word. Listen to God's word. Take it in. Listen to it. Study it. Write it down. Memorize it. And that is the way that you will keep growing in your journey with God. Allow me to pray for you today as we trust God to come and just stir a passion for his word in our hearts and lives. Father, we want to thank you for your word. We want to thank you, God, that you've given us your word, that you say in your word that all scripture is God breathed and it is useful. We can use it, God, for teaching, for training in righteousness, for rebuking. God, your word is so powerful. We honor you. I pray, Lord, on this journey with you that you will keep using your word to guide us, to instruct us. And I'm asking that for every listener who's listening to me now, that you would instill a passion in their heart to study your word, a desire to crave this milk, Lord God, like newborn babies. Allow us, God, will you come and stir this passion in our hearts? We thank you for being a good father, in Jesus' name.